I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The U.S. Coast Guard says rescuers are still searching for the remaining four crew members of a cargo ship overturned near the Port of Brunswick. They've heard tapping coming from inside the vessel this morning, which they hope is a sign that all or some of the missing crew members are alive. Coast Guard Captain John Reed says 20 people have already been safely evacuated from the cargo ship Golden Ray, but in a press briefing yesterday, Reed said fire had slowed recovery efforts. Federal, state, and local agencies are working to stabilize the ship so that the search may continue. The cause of the accident is still under investigation. Speed limits have gone up on some Georgia interstates. The Georgia Department of Transportation increased the speed limit to 70 miles per hour on several major roads in and near Atlanta. The state came up with the new number after measuring the average speed of drivers on those highways, then set the limit close to that. GDOT's Natalie Dale says the change is about matching the speed limit to how fast people are actually driving.
You let that speed limit through these speed studies sort of naturally set itself with what the vast majority of people are doing. It creates a safer environment on the road.
GDOT also considers things like curves and hills when setting speed limits. Georgia state lawmakers are again exploring the idea of new legalized gambling to help fund the HOPE Scholarship Program. The AJC reports that casino gambling bought in record numbers last year, but the thoroughbred horse race industry is shrinking. State lawmakers are studying the potential for economic benefits with expanded gambling. Adding horse racing or casino gambling in the state would require Georgians to approve a constitutional amendment. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says the harvest of shellfish in state waters is now open again. The harvest was suspended last week as a precaution in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. DNR Commissioner Mark Williams signed an administrative order scheduling the reopening after rainfall amounts and storm surge levels were lower than expected. It allows the reopening of shellfish fisheries, including for clams and other bivalve mollusks, but does not include the harvest of oysters. Oyster harvesting will remain prohibited until at least October 1st when the water temperatures fall below 81 degrees. And Dahlonega city officials are ramping up preparations for a pro-Trump rally and counter-protests this Saturday. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
The event is being called the American Patriot Rally, where organizers say they'll honor the flag and president, but promoters of the rally have a history of ties to the KKK, and it's been heavily shared on white supremacist websites. Dahlonega Mayor Sam Norton says he hopes rallygoers and counter-protesters remain peaceful, but if not,
just bring a credit card if you're going to come up to Dahlonega and plan on expressing violence, because you'll probably need it to get out of jail. We're going to enforce all of our laws.
Just 2 years ago, hundreds of people in the North Georgia city protested after a KKK banner and flags were draped over a building on the main square. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
In sports, the Atlanta Falcons started the season on the wrong foot yesterday, losing their opening game 28-12 to the Minnesota Vikings. Quarterback Matt Ryan threw two costly interceptions, and the defense struggled to slow down the Vikings. This weekend, Atlanta will be playing on Sunday night in a primetime matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.